Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
And we're open for business, and thanks for being a part of the program here. Middle of the week, been a busy day already. We have a lot to do. And we're not going to waste too much time. We'll head back to Tuscaloosa in a couple of moments and get a recap of Pro Day. I know many of you here on the network have been watching that for the past couple of hours, and certainly a pretty interesting collection of head coaches in attendance. But first, let's share some headlines. The Aggies did it last night. The team that got totally disrespected by the NCAA is running away with the NIT, destroying Wazoo, and now setting up an NIT final tomorrow night with Xavier. We'll talk to the coach a little bit later on. Analytics and college football go together like sour cream and peach orchids. I don't know. But anyway, there's a lot of conversation about Lane Kiffin. Remember how many two-point conversions he went for last year? He went for fourth downs, two-point conversions. He did it all. And we'll talk to the man who went to the stat sheet a little bit later on as well. The WWE is recruiting college football players and pretty much anyone else. They have their big WrestleMania this weekend, but they will have tryouts here soon. And which college football player do you think is best suited for it? Sun Belt Move is official, a league that time has completely forgotten. Continues to try to work through the moves as many leagues, including Conference USA, seem to be disintegrating. Well, let's begin in Tuscaloosa. Chris Doering down there watching the proceedings. Next year may really be an interesting pro day, but this year was pretty good as well. Chris, give us the tale of the tape. What did you like and what did you see today?
Yeah, Paul, you were talking about what next year might look like. Well, these scouts and coaches in attendance got a little preview of that today as Bryce Young was throwing the ball to guys like Slade Bolden and Brian Robinson Jr. But, you know, all eyes coming in were on Evan Neal. What would he participate in after not doing much at the combine? Didn't get to see a lot of him in the normal 40 or vertical leap, broad jump type drills, but did get to see him work in the position drills, and he did not disappoint. As everyone knows, he's vying for that OT1 spot, and a lot of the scouts that I talked to feel really strongly that he will be in that position, that he helped himself as well today. But some guys that stood out to me, Paul, Jalen Armour Davis, a guy that didn't have a lot of tape as a starter at Alabama, wasn't a starter until this past season. I thought he did really well in backing up a great performance at the combine, jumped 36 and a half inches on the vertical leap, looked good in position drills. Daniel Wright, another one from the secondary that was incredibly competitive. And then watching Slade Bolden, you know, I think there's a wide opinion on what Slade Bolden translates to at the next level, but I see a guy that perfectly fits in an offense where he gets to play in the slot, can utilize the quickness. Didn't really excite people with his 40 time today. It was in the high 4.6s, but his quickness and ability to have that agility that you need, put your foot in the ground and separating, I think gives him a home at the National Football League level. I think he's probably a late day three guy. The opinion varies there, but I believe he's probably going to be a productive guy in the NFL based upon what he can do in the slot and playing on special teams as well.
Now, I know, Chris, you were watching the athletes. I would be there just seeing what celebrities I might catch. From the NFL and from around the world, there were plenty of people there. What type of head coaches and other assorted guests did you run into?
Well, you know who's always going to be here. Bill Belichick is always going to be here, whether it's to scout the talent that the folks in Alabama are putting out or just to have time to talk to his former assistant coach, Nick Saban. It's funny to watch that dynamic between those two guys talking to one another. Mike McCarthy, the former Green Bay Packers head coach turned Cowboys head coach, was here today. Those were the only two head coaches that I saw. Kevin Colbert, the general manager at Pittsburgh, heading into his final season with the Steelers, was here as well. So all 32 teams were represented, as we all know. We were here covering it live. The NFL Network was covering it live. They'll have another one of these pro days in the middle of April. So I think the thing that stood out to me probably the most, Paul, is the talent is here, but the depth of talent that we typically see coming out of a pro day was not normal. That means a lot of that production from last year returns. I know Coach Saban's excited about going through spring practice with so much of the returning talent, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. Alabama clearly is the favorite to win the national championship next year after the year they put together, despite having so many holes to fill in 2021.
And some of that reason for this pro day maybe being different than Georgia's would end up being is what you just mentioned, Bryce Young and Will Anderson. Let's peek ahead a year from now. What do you think we're going to see from those two in terms of just expectations and placement in the draft?
Yeah, let's peek ahead at what we're going to see. We're going to see all 32 coaches here. We're going to see all 32 general managers here. I mean, it's going to be a sight to behold. I know probably standing room only around here. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know that I've ever remembered a team heading into a season that has the best player on offense and the best player on defense returning simultaneously. What a luxury to have. And it'll be interesting to see, particularly on the offensive side, how they fill some of the pieces that they're losing, particularly with all three of those receivers. Mechie didn't work out today. Jameson Williams didn't work out today as those two kind of rehab from the injuries at the end of the year. But losing those two along with Slade, who are those next group of receivers that step up? We got a little bit of the preview of that towards the end of the year, but I think it'll be interesting to see how that rapport kind of builds throughout the spring into the summer and in fall camp.
Yeah, save me a seat for next year. I think
no doubt.
We ought to, the whole world will be there. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Chris Dorian
live
in Tuscaloosa. And we've got a lot to do for you here this afternoon. We'll continue to follow any developments out of Tuscaloosa throughout the afternoon. But for the most part, it is all over there. But the expectation, your phone calls are welcome here this afternoon at 855-242-7285. And we will begin with your calls right after this.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we'll talk to John Wilner about the surprising decision by the Pac-12 to shuttle its headquarters and have their staff work remotely. Football teams in the conference have been working remotely for about 10 years now. AJ Styles, the superstar from the WWE, Buzz Williams on the NIT, and Bill Conley joining us later on. Let's get to the calls, and John starts it all off from Louisville.
Hey.
Hello, John.
Good afternoon, Mr. Liberal. How are you doing?
Oh, doing great. Just sitting here reading about FDR and the New Deal.
You realize that with that new expression, Jim moved to double digits with this usual expressions. Usually it's moron, stupid, I think idiot, liar, demon, devil, old fool, old buzzard, and fool on a standalone basis. So, and I like Jim. I thought he had a couple good calls yesterday. And
a couple.
Although I find him more curmudgeonly than compelling, but I thought he made a good point about the liberal slant at colleges. Now, I went to school about the same time as you, Paul, and I switched to business because I think one of my political professors was like Professor Jennings at Animal House. he'd come in with wallabies and holes in his sweater.
Oh, yeah. Horseshoes, wallabies.
Yeah, I know. But I do enjoy Jim, so I don't want to take any slam from him.
Always used to worry me when we would go out drinking in the afternoon down on the strip and see the professors in there.
I know.
It wasn't as I didn't mind that, but they were infringing on our girlfriends.
Absolutely. Like Animal House.
Yes.
A couple of shout outs. I thought you had some good pushback with Griff yesterday. I know the new targets are the same targets as always, but you push back very well.
Well, we have a new script writer for that segment, so you heard the result.
And a shout out to ESPN for televising the NIT game. Hopefully the whining from the Texas A&M fans will go away as they continue to broadcast the games nobody's watching.
ESPN has the exclusive rights to the NIT, John, and I'm just trying to think of who else would be televising them if ESPN lost the privilege of having those games.
You know, I hate to admit I got bored with the game, so I switched to ice hockey.
Oh.
The championship. And University of Michigan was playing. Yeah.
Who
knew?
The Frozen Four, huh?
Yeah, the Frozen Four, exactly. And University of Michigan on their hockey team wears the wing helmets, which is kind of neat looking. But the announcer said, now here's a coaching hot seat. Last year's NHL draft, the first three players drafted are on the University of Michigan team. The fifth drafted is on the University of Michigan team. If that coach doesn't win the Frozen Four, he should be gone.
I agree with that.
So here's my question. Who had the best slap, Will Smith or Juwan Howard? I'll give you my opinion after.
Yeah, I think it was Will Smith because, for all the criticism that he has received, he delivered it quite well.
Well, I'm going to argue with you. I thought it was a bit of a girly slap. He laughed at the joke.
I thought he put his foot. He had his foot into it. He had the key on a slap, especially a movie / television slap. John, is the follow through. Now, here's what bothered me about that. Chris Rock set up like he knew he was getting slapped.
Yeah, I agree.
He put his chin up. Like, let me make this easy for you.
Yeah. And by the way, Chris Rock is the winner in it all. His tickets for the Boston event, I think tonight or tomorrow, has gone from $125 a seat to $1,000 a seat.
Yeah, I do not, after all this hullabaloo, I do not want to find out the whole thing was staged after all.
I thought, but personally, I thought Will looked, that was a girly slap. He looked a little emasculated.
Okay.
And he laughed at the joke, and then he looked over to his wife, and it was like that queen of servant look, and then he bolted for the stage.
I just want the rights to their, unfiltered, put the cameras in their house for a week.
Hey, last shout-out, Paul. I think Jeff of Ohio made the point last week. Watching the Mississippi Pro Day was just so lengthy. It's nice when you just get a quick recap like you did earlier in the show. It's much more appreciated.
You got it. Hey, thanks, Sean. Randall is up next in Arkansas. Hey, Randall.
Hello, Paul. Hey, I love your show, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to talk to you just a second about Jim.
Jim?
Jim, Richard, whoever he is. I had a friend on Twitter tell me the other day that he has to call you for a verbal hug. So I'm just asking you to please hug him really good the first time, because nobody should be subjected to 4 calls a day from Jim.
Do you think there should be a limit?
Well, Paul, it's your show. I don't like it when people call you and try to tell you how to run your show. But I think one ought to be sufficient. I mean, human decency. How much can he say about him?
It's a good question, Randall. We'll let Jim answer that question right now.
Well, there again, this liar, this guy that trashed me on Twitter and I blocked his you-know-what, rightfully so. This guy is just another jerk, another Will Smith-type jerk. You're an idiot, fella. You're a redneck. You mean nothing to me. And I'll tell you why Paul puts me on, because I stir it up. I'm an asset to the show. He knows that. The fans know that. And even John, the Feinbaum esteemed critic, knows that. Go away, you old man. You're the one. You don't deserve. I deserve 10 calls compared to any one of yours. You're an idiot. You're a trasher, and you're a sorry human being, in my opinion. That's all I got, Paul. But anyway, I appreciate John saying what he said. And by the way, John, in that class that I took, that I had that horrible political science professor was political science at the U of A, and it was a horrible course, and that's what made me want to leave the U of A. And I left pretty fast. I never graduated from U of A because I hated that kind of stuff. I really hate it, and still hate it.
You know what, Jim, you did yourself a favor by not finishing that curriculum, because I did get a degree in that, and I've yet to figure out what
I've done
with it.
That was the last thing I wanted to take, but it was required in education that I was in, education, and it was required, and I have never in my life hated a course that I got a headache. I had to sit through that thing every day or every other day for an hour and a half, and I couldn't stand it.
Well, you consider yourself fortunate.
How in the world did you go through graduating in that degree?
I got into something else, journalism. that's how I graduated. I just finished the requirements and moved on.
But anyway, Paul, I appreciate the way you handle that guy. Even though he speaks his mind, or he speaks his he can speak his rotten piece like he did, but therefore I can speak mine. But the thing is, Randall, I can speak it 5 or 10 times a day. Paul told a guy in Birmingham, Ryan Fowler, when I was on the show about 10 years ago, and Ryan was in the studio, he said, I'd take his calls all 4 hours if he wanted to. There you go, Randall. He don't want one of your calls, and we sure don't like them anyway. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate
it. Yeah, this has never happened before. We went Randall, Jim, and now Randall would like to rebut that.
Where are you at? Jim? Hello?
No, he's moved on, Randall.
That's what I thought. You know what you did, Jim? You bit that bone. I got a steering wheel in the middle of your back, and I'm steering it. You'll go anywhere I tell you to and do anything I want you to. Because you bit that bone. You understand? Man, the dude needs some help, Paul.
He bit that bone. Woo. Okay, Jim Enns is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Jim Enns.
Hey, yeah.
You there? I always hate that when we hear the first word and then it gets vaporized. Larry is up next in Arkansas. Hello, Larry. Larry, you there?
Yes, sir.
Well, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, I was just calling to state that all of us Arkansas sports fans didn't score 3 on our ACT test like some of your callers from Arkansas yesterday, that we're proud of the Arkansans that have gone on and been successful, but just because they were from Arkansas – wasn't what made them successful. It was their ingenuity and efforts and work ethics that made them successful. But we're glad that we've had some Arkansans that's gone on and been successful in the sports field. So that's basically what I want. I want all Arkansans grouped in the same group as that.
Well, it's great to hear from you. Thank you. Trey is up next in Arkansas, but you get the drift. Go right ahead, Trey.
What's up, Paul?
Well, you're doing great.
I want to ask you, what do you think our toughest game on our schedule is? And also, besides Alabama, and also, did the director of the SEC Nation, whenever you tossed that Longhorns helmet, did he get mad at you for that?
Trey, for those who don't know what Trey's talking about, at the end of the SEC Nation in Fayetteville this year, we predicted the game, and I know it sounds easy to say now, but I really I thought I was going out on a limb picking Arkansas to beat Texas, so I threw the Longhorn helmet. But we're looking at the schedule right now. I think it's a safe bet that those games in the middle are going to be the toughest. A&M and Alabama, those are two very tough games. Now Cincinnati, the first game, that's a treacherous game too. So that first half of the season, I think, is really a big concern for Arkansas. But Trey, back to the SEC Nation show. I threw the helmet, and apparently the University of Texas lent us that helmet and invoiced ESPN for $370 to pay for it. They claimed I ruined the helmet. So I'm assuming it's been paid for. Otherwise, it will have to go unpaid. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Tom, who is up next. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
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 Tom.
But I want to ask you about it. You heard anything about the new football league?
I have heard a little bit about it. Yes, not much, but I've heard it starts in about 2 weeks.
Starts in 2 weeks?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay. Have you ever raced a slot car?
Have I ever raced in a stock car?
No, a slot car.
A slot car. Yes, yeah. I have.
My son's going to open up a slot car track in 2 years, about 20 miles from Gadsden, Alabama. You know where Gadsden, Alabama is?
I've been there many times, sure. Etowah County.
Yeah. He's going to open a track in 2 years, and if you want to come down there, we'll set you up with the car and let you race for free.
Well, Tom, thank you. I appreciate the offer. I may very well take you up on that next time I'm in Gadsden. We will take a break. More to come, more guests, more of your phone calls at 855-242-7285.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We welcome you back. Great to have all of you here. Middle of the week, Big is up next in Florida. Hello, Big.
Hello, Mr. Paul Feinbaum.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, the next time Tim calls in, you may have already asked him, but see if he is a member of QAnon. And see if he was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. I think I saw him.
I know what you're talking about, but you know, it looks like he has gone unscathed, if that is the case. Seems like he would have been arrested had he been part of that group. Anyway, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Mark, who is in New Jersey. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Mark, we're doing great.
Hey, Paul, just calling from Jersey. Both of my kids go to Alabama, so I really follow Alabama sports pretty much.
Sure.
Just a little question on the hoop program. How do you feel about the one-and-dones? It seems to me, I follow a lot of college hoops, it seems to me the teams that are getting further aren't the one and dones. It's more or less the kids with the juniors and the seniors and maybe a freshman sprinkled in. How do you feel about that when it pertains to college hoops these days.
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately you're right. Calipari was the king of the one and dones, and this year he tried it a different way. It worked until the playoffs.
Right.
Krzyzewski had probably the two most heralded one and done players in recent history 3 years ago. Didn't even make it to the Final Four.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think in basketball, you need, especially in the crunch games, which is right now, you need some
seniority.
Experience.
You do. And Paul, let me say, did you hear what Calipari said after the? Because I'm from Jersey City, New Jersey, so I'm a big St. Peter's Peacock guy.
Right.
My brother graduated from there, and did you see what Calipari said at the end of that game? His kids weren't. How do you put it? They weren't tournament tested or something. But yet he has all the 4 and 5 stars. So I don't think it matters anymore. I think you really do need leadership, and you can't get that after 1 year. Like, look at the kid for Alabama, the guard with the funky hair.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately in the NCAA tournament, what does in the good teams? Bad shooting, turnovers, missed free throws. It's just the pressure of the moment supersedes the talent level because it's one thing to win in November. It's another thing to win in late March.
J.D. Davis was a really top priority pick.
Sure.
And I watched every Alabama basketball game this year. And I'll be honest with you, I don't see it from him yet. He's a long way off, if you ask me.
Yeah, Alabama was an enigma this year. They could get extremely hot, but down the stretch, they literally imploded. And it was too bad because I think Oates is a fantastic coach. Thank you for the call. Catherine is up next.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Catherine, thank you.
Listen, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that's been involved with this March Madness tournament. This is every year I think it's really good, but this year has just been awesome. And I've seen such great coaching and the young guys playing. Also, just want to shout out really to the referees. I mean, sometimes I think we take them for granted, but they got to certainly be in good shape and have a lot of knowledge. But
yeah, Catherine, the referees are in good shape. They do have a lot of knowledge, but they obviously can't see because I've seen some of the worst officiating calls this year in the history of college basketball.
Really? Well, I don't know all of the ins and outs of, all the rules, but I just still think that, they do an okay job. So, but I always get very emotional when I follow all of this, having been involved with youth sports. And, I know what it takes to get these young men to this, the college level and starting, when they're old enough to play at the boys club and then, high school and then college, but it's really just, and then the sportsmanship this year, I think, has been very good. I think I used to pay attention, after when the game was over and, how they shook hands and stuff, but I guess this year maybe I've even paid more of attention, but I think it's been awesome. I was rooting for Tennessee and Arkansas, but it's been really great, and we really love the coverage that all the TV networks do. CBS has done great. But anyway, thanks, Paul. It's been so much fun. And
thank you, Catherine. I appreciate you bringing some levity and sensibility to. I think when you've been through what you've been through, and many of you have been through, I think it does give you it gives what we all say here on top of the tower, so to speak, a little more perspective. Appreciate it. Beavis is up next in Wisconsin. Hello, Beavis.
Yes, sir. I'm going to take Jim's side. Big from Florida. He went over the line. That was like Hagler hitting Hearns below the belt. And that Arkansas schedule looked very tough.
You really did. I mean, Cincinnati at home, BYU on the road, Alabama,
yeah,
Auburn,
no
Mississippi.
Joke.
I mean, there are just some treacherous games in there for Arkansas.
Well, good luck with that.
You got that right. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Alex is up next in Mississippi. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, man?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Wait, hold on. The phone was disconnecting.
You still there?
You there?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Well, I will be here for another 3.5 hours, so anytime you want.
Awesome, awesome.
Anytime but now. Terry is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Terry.
Yes.
Well, good afternoon.
Yes. How we doing?
Terry, very well. Thank you for asking.
All right. Good deal. What are we talking about?
Well, I don't know, Terry. What would you like to talk about today? Terry? I don't want to lose my cool here. But that's about the third or fourth time that's happened today. Is there something wrong? Is it me that's failing to communicate with you, or is it you that's failing to communicate with us? Any thoughts? Anyone? Kathy is up next. Hello, Kathy.
Hey there.
Hi there. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you? I talked to you about a year ago. I had a son that was about to graduate from Queens University at that time.
Oh, I remember that, yes.
And he has graduated and is now back in Alabama getting a master's degree at the University of Alabama, Huntsville.
Well, that's fantastic.
My husband and I are heading to the Final Four on Friday. I'm an Auburn graduate. He's an Alabama fan, so not like we have any teams that we'll be cheering for, but we think it'll be fascinating, especially the Duke North Carolina game on Saturday evening. So I was going to ask you your thoughts about that.
Yeah, I think this is one of the most unique Final Fours. First of all, the Final Four in New Orleans, I was there the last time New Orleans had the Final Four 10 years ago, and that was when Kentucky won it. They had a Louisville Kentucky game on Saturday night, which is not quite Duke North Carolina, but it was still pretty intriguing nevertheless. I believe Kansas was in that Final Four as well. And it is, first of all, New Orleans is a great city. You already know that. I think having anything in New Orleans versus what we just had a couple of weeks ago in Indianapolis, which is just a dreadful place to have a Final Four or championship in early January as opposed to New Orleans in early April. So you guys, I think you'll have a blast. And I think the Duke North Carolina game is probably as intriguing as any Final Four game we've ever seen, I'll be shocked if Duke doesn't win.
I'm very, very excited. Just the rivalry, you know, with Auburn and Alabama and the football rivalry, you have to appreciate the Duke-North Carolina basketball rivalry. So my husband and I are very excited about that game, and then you throw in Coach K's, you know, possible last game, whether it's Saturday evening or Monday evening. So we're very excited about it.
Well, thank you. You have a great time. You know, it's interesting about last games. A lot of times you don't know that the coach is having a last game. I remember John Wooden famously announced on the right after he won the semifinal game in 75, I think, that it would be his last game. Al McGuire, I think, did the same thing the very next year. He went out, or the year after that, with a national championship. But most of the time, the great coaches do not go out well. Dean Smith last year, he went to the Final Four, but he didn't announce it till later. Roy Williams last year. I don't even think they made the tournament. So it is very hard to go out and do what Coach K is doing, especially with a year-long buildup. We'll take a break. More to come right after this.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Put up a Twitter question a minute ago. We've had a few first-time callers flame out today. What advice would you give to a first-time Feinbaum caller? You can hit us up at Twitter. Call sober. Or call drunk. Those are two different people with two different ideas. I prefer drunk. Let's go to Augie in New Orleans.
You know, that supply chain, we got no Vienna sausages here in Red Bay. I'm wondering if you could send me some. Need some of them Vienna sausages.
I just went to Amazon. You've got a half a dozen coming tomorrow.
I could use that in some crackers, Paul. Bad weather coming this way today.
Actually, yeah, it's terrible. Across the entire South, it is very bad right now. Be careful.
Yeah, well, I think old Squirrel needs to be careful, too, because it looks like Madison's going to get whacked by it, too. So, but, Paul, you do have I was wondering what was going on today. You had the guy Tom who called you, hey, Paul. He sounded like a character from Peter Griffith show, Mike Griffith.
You know, Augie, I knew what was going on there, but we had a game going in the control room. How many times can I get him to say that? I think we got up to four or five.
Do you ever wonder if you're getting, what do they call it? You're getting punked by Howard Stern?
That's happened before. I don't think I have time to tell the story now, but I'll tell it some other day that we have had nothing quite to the extent of Baba Louie, but we've had some pretty wild moments where my journalistic instinct kick in pretty hard when the person in the I used to be able to see the person when I was on radio only, and they would start waving at me and saying, "Hey, Bill Clinton's on the phone," or something ridiculous. And you always go, "Okay, calm down. Let's make sure we go through the channels here."
Not stuttering, John. Yeah. But Paul, I got a suggestion. First time caller, you need an academy. Every spring, summer, you need an academy.
Yeah.
And the person who needs to run it, and they can do it via Skype or Zoom or whatever, Jim.
Yeah, Jim, I've tried to get Jim from Tuscaloosa, if he would indulge me, to have the Feinbaum Caller Fantasy Camp once a year. And, he could get all the profits. We don't care. And have people, used to be maybe show up. I mean, I think we're back to the point where I don't want to do any more Zoom calls, do you?
No, but, it looks like Zoom's going to be the wave of the future.
Yeah, but I think we need to do this in person because that's the best way to communicate. And let Jim run the camp. He can get all the counselors he wants. Anybody that's capable of a good call. And let all the newbies, go down to wherever he wants to do the camp and learn how to call the show. And really, you and I both know the first important thing for a first-time caller is the second you hear that click, turn down your television.
Turn the TV off as soon as you get a connection.
Well, but, we had a guy yesterday who was trying to tell me, "Hey, you still got Evelyn up on the screen. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't have a screen in front of me that has the real-time version of the show going on."
Oh, my God. Well, speaking of Jim, I think he's been pretty good lately. I think his calls have been good. And I know last time I complimented Jim, you said it wasn't a good look for me. But I don't know. What do you think? I think Jim's calls the last four or five have been
Jim, well,
pretty
I think,
good.
Well, and I'm not going to take any credit for his calls, but I firmly believe that we were handling Jim incorrectly. Jim needs room when he makes these calls. He doesn't need to be stepped on.
Well, no, because Jim's got the most experience of any caller, and he knows what needs to be said, and I think he knows when to interject that shot of adrenaline. But this is by no means a kiss and make up with Jim. I'm sure later he's going to call me an idiot. But not too long ago he said, "Augie does it. He is an intelligent guy," referring to my conversation with Joe from
Augie,
Red Bay.
Let's be honest. You're a paralegal. You have some education.
Well, exactly. And it doesn't, not everybody can be a paralegal. But I got to say, today, Paul has made Joe from Red Bay not the dumbest caller anymore. Today saved him with some of your previous callers. Anyway, thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Jim.
Yeah, are you there, Paul? I can hardly hear you.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. And then I can hear you. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. Augie's a good caller, and I'm not going to knock him. I mean, you know, that. Let me tell you something. I used to do that when playing football. I would get on the guys because I did know what was going on better than anybody, and I'm not bragging. You said one time, if it's true, it's not bragging, and I'm not bragging. I knew how to get on the team and make them better. Maybe I've done that with a few of the callers, but I appreciate what Augie said, and I think he's right. I'm not bragging again. I think he's right. He's right, though. You've got to get – first of all, you've got to not have nothing on when you call. You don't want to go through all that, how you doing, Paul, all that slow crap. You don't need that. That's what blows a call is starting out slow and wrong. You got to start out hot. That's what I've always tried to do. And you got to have something really pertinent on your mind to tell people and to say, and something you know Paul Feinbaum is going to like.